Now, Regio Curley's going to quickly check in for Steinwand, as she is a specialist.
Yeah, we saw this in the PacWest versus GNAC tournament here a couple, I mean, last week. They send in Regio Curley to be that ace server, so let's see what she can do here.
Regio Curley serves. It's a good one. Tough play for Fisher to keep it alive. It was a back bump to Stack, kept alive by Larson. Now Smith bumps it over. They're setting up Stack right side. Quan digs it out. Curley cross court set to Larson. Her roll shot is dug out. Sea Lions with the quick dump. Smith keeps it alive. Penguins have possession. Set over by Quan. Now returned quickly by Fisher. Callen gets it back over to the Sea Lions. Furious rally. And now it's Veith on the left side for the kill. 19-16, as the Penguins and Sea Lions kept exchanging one-hit possessions.
Yeah, though they gave up the point there, I like what I'm seeing from the Penguins. Nice hustle and determination to get to the points where the balls seem out of reach, and they're keeping rally alive right now.
Here's Fisher, short serve into the corner. Paulson handles it, back set for Callen into the corner. It's saved by Levitt. Sea Lions are just going to bump it over. It's deep into the left alley for Regio Curley. Set up for Paulson. Her tip is right into the middle. Back set for Veith. Left side blocked by Callen and Smith. Point to the Penguins. That's the second time that duo has done it. 19-17.
Two Sea Lions ran into each other and both fell and hit the deck. Left a wide open area there for the Penguins to knock it down to get the 17th point of the first set.
Reigns comes in for Callen, and Quan is back to serve. Levitt bumps it over to Veith, and she goes cross court this time, right at Regio Curley's feet. Nothing she could do about it. Veith with the kill, 20-17.
And we see what kind of deadly attacks that the Sea Lions have from both sides, not just the right, but also the opposite side.
McCrane will serve, handled by the Penguins. Steinwand attempt is blocked. And out of bounds, point to the Penguins, 20-18.
We talked about it, down 7-1 to start this first set. The Penguins have inched their way back point by point, only trail by two here with service. Can they make the final climb to take the lead?
Pilkerton back in. Smith serves. It hits the net, saved though by Fisher. Comes right to Dwyer, who gets the kill. Fortunate possession for the Sea Lions. It's 21-18.
Yeah, what a great pancake there by Kristen Fisher, the libero. Hit the deck, got the hand right under the ball, kept it alive, and they ended up getting the point to put this one up by three.
Coming into the game is Stephanie Aviles for the first time. She subs in for Savannah Wiedmeyer. And we got a timeout. It's 21-18, Sea Lions up by three. The Penguins are battling and trying to protect their home court. Penguins down three. We'll be right back here on radio.dominican.edu. Out of the timeout, Coach Stammer breaks the huddle with Hannah Smith, Maddie Paulson, Sari Kwan, Regio Curley, Susanna Pilkerton, and Sam Reigns. The last point was credited to the Sea Lions. It's 22-18. They're up by four, and back to serve is Veith. It's a floater. Kwan dives to save it. It comes to Paulson. Now Pilkerton's just going to have to get it over safely. Comes to Stack. Set for Dwyer. The tip pancake. Attempt save by Regio Curley, but she couldn't do it. Point to the Sea Lions, 23-18.
Yeah, she was able to make contact there, but the ball flew to the left where no one was. All the Penguins were out on the right, so the ball fell to the ground.
Veith will serve. Penguins down by five. Her serves deeper this time, right to Kwan. To Smith now. Back set for Paulson. It's blocked. Penguins are going to have to regain control. It's going cross court to Regio Curley, who just two hands it over. It's coming to Levitt on the cross court. Her swing is long. Penguins control. Set to Pilkerton. She tries to go with a roll shot. It's a little deep. Point to the Sea Lions, 24-18.
Yeah, set seemed to be a little bit deep there for Pilkerton, who's a lefty. Tried to get that hand back there and cock for a nice attack. Just couldn't get it to fall down inside the court.
Veith serving for match point. It's a floater. Pallison digs it right to Smith. Back set to Pallison, and it's just long. Point to the Sea Lions. That's the first set. They take it 25-18. The Penguins fought. They were down by three once the Sea Lions got into the red zone. And now they'll have to rebound and you try to break this streak of dropping back-to-back games in three sets.
Yeah, and I think once they get that first set victory, like they might here in set number two, I think things will start to change. We'll see what kind of adjustments that coaching staff makes for the Penguins. Got down early, but then we like what we saw seen to close the gap there. Down 7-1, like we said. A lot of errors in the beginning, but the young Dominican team reacted, answered, made this a much closer set than mostly expected here from seeing the start. So we'll see how they act in set number two.
We'll see what Coach Stammer adjusts with, comes out in the second set. We got a 3-minute break. The Penguins dropped the first set 25-18 to the Sea Lions. We'll be right back. Temple will be on the play-by-play. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu.
Welcome back to NC2A Volleyball. We have the Penguins in their conference home opener here, trailing 1-0 against the Point Loma Nazarene University Sea Lions. They dropped the first set 25-18, but like we stated, they did make a little comeback because they were down 7-1, which is a huge gap in volleyball. Made it much closer than many expected here. 25-18, dropped the first set. We'll see what kind of adjustments they make here in set number two. Coming out for the Penguins is going to be Sari Kwan, Larson, Regio Curley, Smith, Callen, and Paulson. And for the Sea Lions of Point Loma, they're going to go with McCraney, Fisher, Livett, Wedemeyer, and Veith. So those are the starting lines for both teams here. Starting set number two. Going back to serve is Regio Curley. She tosses it up. Hits it, handled in the back row, set for the Sea Lions. Attack from the right wing, off the block, but falls out of bounds. Penguins couldn't answer. McCraney with the kill, 1-0 Sea Lions.
That was a hard swing from McCraney. And I was hoping that the Penguins, they had service possession and they trailed 7-2 in the first set. Thought they could get something going early.
Regio Curley, way to handle the serve there. Set for Callen. Callen couldn't get a good attack on it, so the Sea Lions have it. Now from the left wing is Veith. Veith blocked. Larson over to Smith. Smith to Pallison. Pallison just dumps it over awkwardly. Sea Lions, another kill attempt. Dug out nicely by Regio Curley. Ball back to the Sea Lions. Libero sets it to the middle. No, they go all the way to the left to Veith. Blocked. Kwan. Kwan to Smith. Smith to Paulson. Paulson's kill attempt. Back row handled. Sea Lions trick it over on two hits. Nice little dump over. Point to the Sea Lions.
Well, Riggio Curley was towards the back left corner, and Widmeyer saw the open space and had a crafty dump to find the middle.
Back to serve is McCraney, dug out by Kwan. Kwan over to Paulson. Paulson's kill attempt from the left wing is good. Nice attack there to get the Penguins' first point of set number two.
And that was right at McCraney. And when you have something coming that fast right at you, especially down the line, that's a hard swing from Paulson.
Back to serve for the Penguins, trailing 2-1 here in set two is Kwan. Kwan serve handled by the Sea Lions. Set for the middle blocker. Blocked by Samantha Raines. Penguins still have it. Samantha Raines now trying to get a kill, but the Penguins give it back. Ball going all over the place. Sea Lions have it. They settle it down. Veith with a kill attempt. Handled by Riggio Curley. Smith cross court to Paulson, but they're going to call a lift on the set by Smith. 3-1 Sea Lions. Sea Lions are rocking the green uniforms with yellow lettering. Penguins going with the white unis with yellow trim up top. 3-1 here in set number two. Back to serve is Brianna Veith, the outside hitter from Gilbert, Arizona. Smith, the set. Paulson, another kill attempt straight to the ground, but nicely dug out by the Sea Lions. Penguins have it. They have Sea Lions out of position. Can they attack? Paulson's kill attempt nicely saved by a Sea Lion again. Back row attack. Sorry, Kwan saves it with a nice diving dig. Paulson attempt blocked by the Sea Lions. Smith over to Riggio Curley. She has to dump it over because she has no good kill attempt. Sea Lions cross court to Levitt. Levitt blocked by Smith. Sea Lions have it right wing. Try to dump it softly. Smith there to snuff it out. Paulson kill attempt. Hits the hands. Blocked by the Sea Lions. Kept alive, and Samantha Raines knocks it down. 3-2.
What a rally. Kwan saved it once for the Penguins. Fisher on the other side saved it for the Sea Lions. And right from the return from Veith, it floated into Samantha Raines' kill zone, and she was able to spike it straight down.
3-2 Penguins trail here in set number two, but they do have service. Sea Lions handle it. Left side attack is Levitt. She goes straight to the block. Sea Lions back with it. Now back row attack from McCraney, handled by the Penguins. Samantha Raines does an awkward kill attempt. Lions handle it. Now they go Levitt with an awkward kill attempt. Left hand backwards and somehow fit it in between the block for a point.
Levitt got caught up in the air. She was going to swing with her right and realized she couldn't get to the ball with her right hand. And with her left, in a desperate attempt, got it over with enough power that deflected off two Penguins and in the zone for the point.
Second in the conference in kills to this point. We saw why right there, her ability to adjust. Penguins have it. Right wing Paulson. Paulson's kill attempt tipped up. Sea Lions have it. Now they're going back to Levitt. Levitt knocks it down. Nothing Riggio Curley could do there.
She might have the hardest swing in this PacWest Conference. And once she hits it, it's going straight to the ground. Riggio Curley is in perfect position, but when it's at your feet, you can't do anything.
Yeah, that's exactly right, partner. 5-2 here in set number two. The lefty for the Sea Lions going back to serve. Andrade to the back row. Paulson has it. Smith, nice quick set to Raines. Raines dumps it over. Sea Lions back row attack. McCraney. McCraney blocked by Samantha Raines. Point to the Penguins.
McCraney tried to get it over Raines, but a nice jump, put up the wall. That's a long stretch that Raines has right in the middle, and McCraney couldn't get it over.
And it is Samantha Raines' birthday there for any listeners out there celebrating a huge birthday with a nice block there. 5-3 Penguins trail. Serve from Paulson off the net, but still Sea Lions handle it. And once again, Levitt with the kill. It's like a broken record. You set her up like that, there's nothing else that she can do except for kill it.
And she can go cross court, down the line. That time she picked the middle back. Sorry, Kwan tried to get over but couldn't in time. Just too much speed behind that swing from Levitt.
And we didn't hear her name too much in the first set, but right now she's getting off in the second set with three straight kill attempts going successfully. Sea Lions serve it. Sorry, Kwan had to rush. Steinwan dumped it over awkwardly, went too far, out of bounds. Point to the Sea Lions. 7-3 here. This game moving quite quickly as we are already in the second set. Back to serve another lefty. It's going to be Savannah Wedemeyer. Her serve straight into the net. Service air, point to the Penguins. This could be the thing they need to get back into the set.
That's big. And Wedemeyer, she's got a lot of power behind her serve, just like Steinwan does, but she throws it so high in the air that when it hits that downward bite at the peak of her serve, it's either right at the top of the net or it's floating and hitting the top and coming right back.
Checking in for the Penguins is Caitlin Van Ryn, who is serving. Sea Lions have it, and on the left side, it's not going to be Levitt. This time it's McCraney. McCraney knocks it down for a nice kill, 8-4. Checking now out now is Van Ryn. Coming in is Sari Kwan. Pilkerton also checking in for the Penguins. Back to serve is Levitt, the outside hitter from Mesa, Arizona. Just a junior, we've seen what kind of player she can be. Smith, cross court set for Steinwand. Steinwand hit it high, too high up in the air. Goes long, point Sea Lions.
That was a really high set from Smith, so Steinwand was hitting that on the way down from her jump. Didn't get a lot of power on that, and it sailed.
9-4, Levitt back to serve once again here in set two. Penguins do trail one set, nothing. Sari Kwan over to Steinwand. Steinwand tries to just dink it over, but sniffed out by the Sea Lions. Back row attack, stopped by Pallison. Pallison gets it over. No, it's Callen. Callen gets it over. Sea Lions can't chase it down. Point to the Penguins.
Callen has that tricky dump where she looks like she's going to fake the set and then quickly pushes it over the net. Nobody was there. She's just a veteran presence out there in the middle.
And she is the senior middle blocker. Here to set two, Penguins down 4, 9-5. Service awkwardly handled by the libero, and they're going to call a lift. Point to the Penguins. Kristen Fisher there, we've seen what kind of player she can be as a defensive specialist. That time got an awkward handle, got called for the lift. 9-6 now, Penguins trail by 3. Back to serve once again is Larson. To the back row. This time the libero handles it. Sets up perfectly for a middle block attack there. And they knock it down. That's going to be Bethany Mandon, the 6'2 freshman.
Whether it be Mandon or Dwyer, if Fisher handles that service, it goes right to the setter. And then it's immediately to that middle blocker for the kill attempt.
10-6, Fisher back to serve. Set from Smith to Steinwand. Steinwand tries to find the sideline but couldn't get it in bounds. Point Sea Lions. 11-6 here in set two. Coach Stammer sensing a needed timeout, and she will call one here. 11-6 in set number two as Penguins drop set number one, 25-18, and we'll be back at radio.dominican.edu with more NC2A volleyball action. A little bit of an obnoxious buzzer there starts to go off. But yes, we are back 11-6. Penguins trail here in set two, just by 5 points. Back to serve is the libero, Kristen Fisher. She's rocking the yellow jersey, opposite of the Sea Lions green. Callen, nice kill attempt. She rolls it down. Sea Lions couldn't handle it. 11-7, Penguins trail.
Well, Callen was picking on Fisher in the back. Fisher gave a nice dive. Attempted to try to keep the ball alive, but Callen, great placement.
Coming in to serve is Reggio Curley, the freshman. She will line up on the left side, throws it up, tosses, hits it over, and it's just a little long. Couldn't find the white line in the back row. Point Sea Lions.
What communication between McCraney and Fisher? Both of them were about to bump that ball and then at the last minute pulled their hands back.
And it was an extremely close call, so I don't know how they decided to do it. And on the other end, a service ace back from McCraney. So McCraney, two good plays in a row. She let the service air happen, and now she gets the service ace for the Sea Lions. Two straight points out of the timeout, 13-7, Penguins trail. Back to serve again is McCraney. She finds Reggio Curley. Reggio Curley just knocks it over, and the Sea Lions dump it back over to the Penguins. Pallison now with a soft kill attempt, dug out by the Sea Lions. Sea Lions get a kill down to Larson. Larson couldn't handle it, 14-7.
and that was Dwyer. The ball popped up right to Dwyer. Dwyer doesn't need a set every time for a kill attempt, and she did it just there.
McCraney goes and gives a quick serve, and again, Reggio Curley couldn't handle it. Sends it right over to the Sea Lions, and the Sea Lions send it right back in the face of the Penguins, 15-7. And it all starts with that first pass off the serve. It's got to be a good one, and right now Reggio Curley can't handle it on his last two plays. And this time they go to Sari Kwan. She can't handle it. Service ace McCraney. And they're going on a little run here with McCraney serving 16-7.
Well, McCraney's sending bullets right now, and it came right at Sari Kwan, and her bump went wild. Nothing the Penguins could do to return it.
And Stammer calls another quick timeout as the run was 5-1 after her first timeout. 16-7 here in set number two. What are some keys, do you think, for the Penguins and Coach Stammer to get back in this one as they do already trail 1-0?
Well, I think you got to control possession off the serve. It seems like once the Sea Lions send it over the net from service, the Penguins are a little bit of a scramble, and the sets from Pallison and Steinwand are a little off kilter. And so I think you really got to control. But on the other side, if you can handle the middle, because right now Dwyer has been taken over in that middle block position. And again, the Sea Lions jump out up 9. They are a fast-starting team. Penguins needed to start this set fast, and they find themselves in a hole.
Sea Lions 5-5 overall, but 2-0 in the PacWest. And like Swan said in the pregame intro, they were picked by the coaches to come in first in the PacWest this season, so we know what kind of opponent the Penguins are dealing with here. No excuses, Coach Stammer and the Penguin rosters think that they deserve to be in this game and that they have equal talent, so expect better from them. Just right now, Sea Lions going on too many runs, and the Penguins can't seem to stop it, and I think it all starts with handling the serve. So let's see how they do coming out of the timeout here. We have Smith, Callen, Larson, Reggio Curley, Kwan, and Pallison back to serve McCraney. This time handled by Larson, nicely set up to Smith. Smith back set to Callen, but blocked up front by... That's a double block. I'm going to see who they give the point to. They're going to give it to Veith. Veith with a nice block there as they sent the double team block with Dwyer Veith. Veith got a piece of it, point Sea Lions. 17-7. McCraney back to serve. Reggio Curley chases it down. Sari Kwan just has to get it over on the third hit. Handled by the Sea Lions. Set perfectly in the middle, but this time a miss hit from Alyssa Dwyer, and the Penguins got a break there as we've seen how many times Dwyer can knock it down in the middle. This time she whiffs as the ball rolled on her face. 17-8, Penguins trail. Set number two, they've got to find a way to claw back in and don't want to go down 2-0. Sari Kwan with the service. McCraney handles. Left wing, Veith. Veith into the block, but it falls out of bounds. Penguins just couldn't get the line there. Sea Lions with the point. No, they're going to call it that it was inbounds, so the point to the Penguins. Nice job by the double block of Pallison and Reigns.
That just landed inbounds. Wow.
And Sari Kwan, an unforced service error right there. 18-9, Sea Lions back with the service.
When you're playing the number one projected team in your conference, you cannot afford mistakes.
Especially service after errors, a nice block.
Exactly. Service errors and reception errors, you got to clean it up. You're trying to go for the upset. You can't have mistakes like that.
Back to serve is Brianna Veith. She throws it up, hits it over to the back row, Larson. Larson Smith tries to handle it and tip it over, but there to block it was the second place killer in the PacWest Conference. That is Levitt, and she knocks it down for another point for the Sea Lions. 19-9 as this lead tends to grow a little bit bigger. Service, Larson to Smith. Smith cross-court to Pallison. Pallison just dumps it over softly. Now Veith. No, it's going to be Levitt. Levitt with a nice kill, but a nice diving dig from Reggio Curley. Ball still alive. Knocked in the face of Reigns. Reigns couldn't get it over on the block. Point Sea Lions as that one was Stephanie Aviles with the kill. 20-9 as the Sea Lions are now in the red zone. Sea Lions 2-0 in PacWest play already. The Penguins, unfortunately, 0-2 here to start PacWest play. But this is their first home PacWest game. Looking for their first set here in set number two, down 20-9. Larson to Smith. Smith back sets to the freshman. Blocked by the Sea Lions. Reggio Curley, another diving chase down. Sari Kwan dumps it over on three. Sea Lions set it up. Fake to Dwyer. Go to Levitt. Levitt down in the face. And another kill for Levitt on the left wing.
Reggio Curley's had two outstanding dive attempts to keep that ball alive, because Levitt's going cross-court every time with their kill attempts now, but they're just too fireball-like, and Reggio Curley just can't handle them.
Madison Marshall did check in last possession, so let's see what she can do here. They're going the opposite way to Palson. Palson mishits it, can't find inbounds. Point Sea Lions, 22-9 now, as they are 3 points away from taking set number two.
And that was well set up. Beautiful set to Palson, and she had the right idea going down the left alley. Couldn't place it, though.
Brianna Veith back for her third consecutive serve. Smith, nice set. Palson awkwardly hits it over as she mistimed it. Levitt with a kill attempt, but she's going to call a lift there. Don't see that too often from the left side. Levitt couldn't handle it, and she got called for a lift. Point Penguins.
It was almost like when you catch a basketball in midair and you try to go with the one hand, no look. That's what Levitt did. Got a little too much palm under that for the lift.
22-10, Penguins trail, needing to win set number two here as they already trail one set nothing. Nice serve from Smith, but quickly answered only on two hits there. Point to the Sea Lions as they kind of did this trickery that you're expecting the bump to set them the pass, but that time they went with just the pass, then the hit over, didn't even want to go with the set.
Well, that's Wiedmeyer's awareness, because Smith was serving and she knows she's the setter, so she's got to run all the way up to the front of the net, and no one was there after the service from Smith. Beautiful dump.
23-10, Penguins trail in set number two. Smith going to Pilkerton on the left side. Nicely hit, but the Sea Lions have it over. They try once again for that two hit over, but the Penguins are there this time. Sea Lions have it. Left wing, Levitt. Levitt into the net this time. So the point for the Penguins is the double block of Pilkerton and Marshall were there to sniff it out.
And I think that's why you see Madison Marshall in right now, is because they need some height over on Levitt's side. Get a wall up in front of her so they can slow her down.
Yeah, good call there, as I think Stammer noticing the same thing we just did there. That's why she was in here. But a service error from Palson. They get the point and they get service, but then they give it right back once again. 24-11 here in set two. Just 1 point for the Sea Lions to close it out. Going back to try to get that point is going to be the lefty, Savannah Wedemeyer. She throws it up high. No, she's a righty. She tricked me. Nice serve off the net. Saved by the Penguins. Pilkerton, left attack. Left arm attack from the right side. Knocks it down. Keeps set two alive.
That's not easy. Like you said, left arm attack from the right side. And she went down the right sideline and was able to beat Fisher.
24-12, Penguins trail. Set number two. And it dropped set number one, 25-18. This one kind of gapped out a little bit. We'll see if they can close it here. Libero saves it for the Sea Lions, but just dumps it over. And they're going to call a lift there on Savannah Wedemeyer, the setter, the junior setter from Pagosoa Springs, Colorado. Point Penguins, 24-13. Serve from Van Ryn. She gets it over. Left side attack, kill attempt, dug out by the freshman. Palson now, nice set for Callen. Callen just attacks it over. Saved by Dwyer. Dwyer hits it over. Penguins have it. Left wing, Steinwan gets a kill. Off the block, falls right in front of the face of the Sea Lions. Three straight points, 24-13.
Oh, and the freshman went right at Levitt and Dwyer and took them both on with a nice kill.
Van Ryn once again back to serve. Sea Lions have it. Kill attempt from Levitt blocked by Callen. Sea Lions have it once again. This time it's McKierney. McCraney gets the kill attempt and it falls in before Van Ryn can get there on the right wing. Point Sea Lions, set Sea Lions, two sets to nothing as they take this one 25-13. So Penguins trail two sets to none, dropping the first one 25-18, this one 25-13. And we'll be back at radio.dominican.edu with set number three. There were fleeting memories. I used to lie to them and then I'd kiss them, but I kept an arm's length away. Well, hey man, you know me, and look how silly I've been acting today.
life, Jack Brown. Fully educated, forced to live on the poor side of town. This is your daughter, Jack Brown. This pretty little girl in a worn out clothes that have been handed me down. Your wife, Jackie Brown, with sad blue eyes, walking on eggshells, so you don't see her frown. This is your family, Jackie Brown. Lovely truths, freedom brings, and it hasn't been very kind to you. This is your life, Jackie Brown.
Back here in the Conlon Center, the Penguins are down 2-0 as the Sea Lions took set one 25-18 and set number two 25-13. So the Penguins are trying to stay alive here. Coach Stammer sends out Powelson, Smith, Callen, Kwan, Riggio Curley, and Logadishi. And Fisher will serve for the Sea Lions. Penguins trying to stay alive. Fisher's serve down the left line. Riggio Curley handles it to Smith. A nice dump. Eats up Widmeyer as her bump attempt went wide and out of bounds. And the Penguins, for the first time in the lead, 1-0.
And that's a good job to get it. Start the third set off. We know that they needed to start better here in this set than they did in the first two. So it's a nice first point.
Kwan serves, handled by Fisher, comes right to Dwyer, and there's the kill down the left side. Smith couldn't handle it, tied up at one. McCraney serving from the right side, cross court serve to Riggio Curley. It kind of gave her some trouble. It went to Hannah Smith. She bumped it back to Riggio Curley, who went with a back row kill. 2-1, Penguins.
Nice job for the Penguins there to answer the kill attempt from the Sea Lions. Got the possession. Riggio Curley with a nice back row attempt, like you said there, partner. Got a huge point to pull it by one again.
Pilkerton checks in. Hannah Smith serves. Down the left line, handled by McCraney. The set for Dwyer. She goes with the tip. Diving is Riggio Curley to keep it alive. It's over to McCraney in the Sea Lions territory. And a nice tip from Veith as it came down on the left alley. She was able to find the open space. 2-2 tie.
Yeah, Veith faked the full arm attack right there and went soft, got it over the double block for the Penguins to tie it up at two.
Veith will serve. Just a loft, running up is Powelson to control it. Now Smith's going to set right back for Powelson. She goes with the tip down the left line, and it found an open spot. Point to the Penguins, 3-2.
Powelson finally found that line. She's been so close here in the first two sets, getting kill attempts that just barely missed. This time she went left sideline and got it to hit the line.
Steinwan checks in for Riggio Curley. Powelson back to serve. It's a laser right at McCraney in the middle back row. Now going cross court, set to Levitt, right at Kwan, and the ball ricochets off Kwan's hands and way out of bounds. That's how much power Levitt has on her swings. Point to the Sea Lions, 3-3.
When the Sea Lions get it set up for Levitt on that left wing, that's their best option. That's the play they probably go to the most because of its success rate. We saw it once again right there.
Andrade serving from the right corner. She's a lefty. Goes down the right side. And Steinwan mishandled the bump and a service ace for Andrade. 4-3 Sea Lions.
And I think it caught her off guard to how soft the serve was. It was a little rainbow looper. And Steinwan had plenty of time to get under it and settle her feet. But that time, just got it off the wrong part of the arm.
So Andrade back to serve again. Right to Steinwand once more. She handles it. Back set to Pilkerton. Rejected by Mandon. And Levitt sent it right back. Point to the Sea Lions, 5-3.
Amazing double block there from Mandon. I think she got the pressure there and got the touch there to knock it down right in front of the face of Pilkerton, which was a good attempt there, just a better block.
Andrade, another loft serve. Handled by Steinwand, right to Smith. The set for Steinwand hits the net into the Sea Lion territory. Coming to Levitt on the left side, her swing goes to the back row. They're going to set up Reigns, and a nice tip off of Wiedmeyer and out of bounds. Point to the Penguins, 5-4.
Good job by Reigns there to stay in the middle, keep her position, and really find a nice soft spot in the court for the Sea Lions, and a nice point. Things are close here in set number three.
And a double substitution for Coach Stammer, as Van Ryn comes in to serve and Callen comes in for Reigns at the middle blocker. Van Ryn serve right to Veith, bumped to Levitt, left side blocked by Pilkerton, and they get the point. Levitt challenged Pilkerton, and Pilkerton with the rejection.
Pilkerton tried to get revenge there from the block that was just earlier 2 points ago. This time she does, gets a nice block for a huge point for the Penguins.
Van Ryn serves. They're going back to Levitt on that left side, and it's cross court, long, out of bounds. Penguins with the point, they go in front, 6-5.
Not something you see too often there, an attack air from Levitt as the kill attempt went long. Penguins now with a lead.
Van Ryn serving again. It's deep and a little bit too far, out of bounds. Game tied at 6.
Once again, good communication from the Sea Lions back line. That serve looked close, maybe too close to let go. They decide to let it go, and it falls just long. And the Sea Lions get the point.
And here comes Sari Kwan in for Van Ryn. Wiedmeyer serves. It's nasty. Kwan handles it. I don't know how she kept it alive. It's going to Pilkerson, left side, and she's got the kill off Veith's hand. And I give that point right there to Sari Kwan, how she kept that alive off the Wiedmeyer serve.
Yeah, what a killer serve there. Had nasty spin, nasty top spin too. The ball was diving, and Sari Kwan somehow chased it down, kept it alive, and Pilkerton out of nowhere with a beautiful kill.
Serving for the Penguins. It's into the corner to Levitt. Now cross court to McCraney. Logadice digs it out. Smith's just got to get it over. They're going a little mid-tip from Dwyer. It's sent back from Callen right where it came from, and it went down where no Sea Lion could get it. It's 8-6.
Penguins came out to play here in set number three.
Logadice serve into the back row for Fisher, and a dump, and it was a nice one because the Penguins couldn't corral and get to it. Point to the Sea Lions, 8-7.
Yeah, and that second hit came from the back rows, and really a nicely set up there as none of the Penguins expected. I didn't expect it myself over here.
Levitt serving, and it was a little short into the net. Service error, 9-8.
They get arguably their best player back there to serve and try to get some points in a row for the Sea Lions. She can't get it done as a service error. Went right straight into the net. Penguins now up 2 with service.
Riggio Curley will come in to serve for Steinwan. Score is 9-7. Pardon me. Riggio Curley serving. It's a laser handled by Levitt. They're going cross court to Veith, and she tried to go back row. Kwan just couldn't get there. A nice kill attempt from Veith. Point to the Sea Lions, 9-8. And Fisher will serve from the left corner. He's the only Sea Lion that serves from the left side on the side out. And it's just a loft serve. Riggio Curley easily handles it. Gets it to Smith. Over to Pallison in a nice roll shot. She gets the point, 10-8.
The team leader in kills. She came into this match with 92 kills. A nice one there. She went with a soft variety. Caused some awkward communication with the Sea Lions and a point to the Penguins.
Sorry, Quan serves. Right to the libero, Fisher. Back set from McQuirney, and Riggio Curley was scrambling to get back to her position in that left back corner, but McCraney was there for the kill, 10-9.
Yeah, that was a lethal kill there. Nothing Riggio Curley could do.
McCraney now serves. Cross court off of Quan to keep it alive. The serve was a little bit, pardon, the set was a little bit too far for Reigns as she came flying over the net and touched the antenna. Game tied at 10. McCraney serves again. Riggio Curley with a nice bump. Hannah Smith tries to dump it. See Lions all over it. It's Dwyer. Gets it over the net. They're going to set up Paulson. She just has to tip it over as the Penguins are kind of scrambling. McQuirney tried to tip it into the back left corner for Quan. Got it over to Riggio Curley. Now Sea Lions trying to answer in the kill from Veith as she went back middle against Quan. Quan couldn't get to it. 11-10 Sea Lions.
That was a big rally win there for the Sea Lions to get the point there.
McCraney serves. Fast pace. Nobody was there, and Hannah Smith had to dive to get it over. It came right to Fisher. Back set for Dwyer, handled by Riggio Curley. To Paulson. Right to Riggio Curley as she was from the back left in a deep kill off of Fisher's hands down the line, tied at 11.
And Coach Stammer talked about it in our interview yesterday on Inside the Icebox from 7 to 7:15. She talked about the depth of her team. And right now, Riggio Curley and Logadice playing extremely well coming off the bench.
Pilkerton subs in. Smith serve. Deep into the back left. It was set for Veith. Penguins kept it alive momentarily as it ricocheted off Smith, but Pilkerton tried to get it over the net and it went out of bounds. Sea Lions with the point, 13-10, and we got a sub for Coach Scott, and it's Brianna Winbigler coming in for Savannah Wiedmeyer.
Set three going back and forth as this is going down to the wire.
Veith to serve. Floats it back to Quan. Now over to Smith. Comes to Paulson, back row attempt kill was handled by Fisher. They're setting up Levitt, blocked by Reigns and Pilkerton. Sea Lions still have it in their territory. It's over on the right side to McCraney. She has a nice swing, handled by Quan. Over to Pilkerton, and she goes cross court kill. Beautiful placement, 12-12.
How did Pilkerton get that to fall? The set was behind her. Her weight was all off balance there. Somehow had enough power to find that left sideline and get the point.
Paulson will serve. It's deep. McCraney handles it. Comes right to Wiedmeyer, and she laid a beautiful back set to Dwyer, who just spiked it immediately to the ground inside that 10-foot line. 13-12, Sea Lions back in front.
Yeah, the back set was key there because it tricked out the Penguins, and they had no blockers there. A wide open lane there on the kill for Dwyer. Too easy for her. Got the point.
So here's the freshman, Andrade, back to serve again for the Sea Lions. They're up 2-0. Penguins trying to rally back. Andrade's serve goes down the line. It's to Smith. Back set rejected by the Penguins. Quan keeps it alive, though. Steinwan just has a one-hand swing over. And a tip from Andrade doesn't go. Penguins have it. It goes over to the left side. Steinwan in a back row kill. Beats McCraney. 13-13. Back and forth, Mike.
Good recovery from the Penguins there as Pilkerton's attempt was blocked. But the Penguins quickly on their feet reacted. Were able to keep the ball alive. And a nice kill attempt from the left side. Got the kill to fall down with Steinwand.
And Van Rijn checks in for Reigns, and Van Rijn is back to serve. 13 all. Van Rijn's serve goes to the middle back row to Veith. They set up Levitt on the left side, and she goes with the cross court kill, 14-13.
And the Penguins will have games the next 2 days as they do play Cal Baptist tomorrow at 7 and Azusa Pacific on Saturday. So a lot of action coming to you at radio.dominican.edu.
Wiedmeyer, her serve. It's way long and out of bounds. Service error, 14-14.
Can the Penguins take advantage of a mistake there on service from the Sea Lions? Now game's tied. This could be a turning point in set number three.
And here comes Logadice to serve. And it's a good one. Comes right to Fisher in the back. Somehow it goes over to Levitt on the right side. Penguins trying to keep it alive, and Steinwan with the kill as it whizzed off of Veith's hands and came over to the broadcaster's booth, and that almost took off my head.
Yeah, it seemed like it trimmed your hair a little bit there as the ball was flying from a nice kill from Steinwan.
Logaduce serve is a nice one. Veith can't get to it. Service ace, 16-14, Penguins up two.
Two consecutive points. You got to build off this if you're the Penguins. And sensing the urgency from the Sea Lions, this first timeout is going to be Coach Scott for the Sea Lions calling it here.
Penguins up by two. We'll be back here in a minute on radio.dominican.edu. Logaduce back to serve for the Penguins. Along with her, it's Kwan, Smith, Callen, Steinwand, and Paulson out of the timeout. Her serve is deep into the left corner. It's over now to the McCraney left side, blocked by Callen. Penguins have it. Steinwand on the kill, right to McCraney. Couldn't handle it. Point to the Penguins in a 4-0 run. They're up by three.
And the freshman doing it from service right here, keeping four straight service attempts here, now going for a fifth. Penguins making a nice run.
Logaduce serves right at Veith. Set for Dwyer. It's blocked by Callen. Scrambling's Fisher. Now it's Levitt diving. She gets it over the net somehow. She was all the way in the back. Steinwand swing. Left side. Handled by Wiedmeier. McCraney has it. Goes back row. Bumped by Kwan. Now set for Callen. It goes into the back row. They're setting up left side for McCraney. Her tip is saved by Logaduce. Steinwand on the right side is blocked by Levitt. Point to the Sea Lions. 17-15 in a furious rally.
That's a big point win there for the Sea Lions. They had two players on the deck at one time with the Penguins having possession. They couldn't find the open spot in the court, and the Penguins were not able to capitalize. Now only up two.
The Sea Lions were pumped up after that point. Levitt serve comes right to Smith. Set for Callen. Had a running start. Nice kill in the back row. Penguins answer 18-15.
Callen is an underrated player. We don't talk about her too much, but we saw it right there. She can do blocking. She can do a kill like she just did right there. And she's a huge senior leader for this Penguin team.
18-15. Riggio Curley serving. Crucial point in this game if the Penguins can close it out. In a nice serve from Riggio Curley. It hit off of Fisher's shoulder. Service ace, 19-15. And Coach Scott wants a timeout. Penguins up by four. And Temple, this is what we were thinking might happen coming out of the two-set deficit. Coach Stammer turning things up.
Yeah, we know what kind of potential that these Lady Penguins have. This is a very deep and talented roster. They can hang with the best, just like Point Loma is probably one of the top teams in this conference. So we expected better things from the first and second sets. Didn't go their way, but here in set three, we're seeing exactly what the Penguins can do. They're controlling the tempo. They're getting the attack plays that they want, and they're denying Levitt from getting open, getting free in this third set.
How crucial has it been for them to control service possessions? You talked about the tempo. They're doing an excellent job doing that, but it seems like they've dominated the service possessions this set.
And they definitely have, and that's why they have a four-point lead. That's the kind of the adjustments they needed to make from those poor first two sets. They've done that. Now let's see if they can close it out just 1 point away from the red zone.
Penguins up by four, 19-15. Riggio Curley back to serve, coming off a service ace. her serve, and it's way far and out of bounds. That one just got away from her, and it sailed. Service error, 19-16. Sea Lions with the point.
You can see she tried to put a little bit more oomph in that one, and that one just sailed long. She tells the team, my bad, she's going to regain composure here and try to handle the set from Sea Lions.
So here's Kristen Fisher. She'll serve. Sorry, Kwan has to run over and keep it alive. Now Steinwand is just going to one hand swing it over. The set to Dwyer is a back row kill as Kwan had a chance to keep it alive, but it was up toward her grill, and she just got two hands on it, and no other Penguin could come bump it over. 18-17. Fisher serves. Paulson with the bump. Right to Smith. She sets it up for Paulson, and it's a little bit wide. 18-18, game tied.
Three consecutive points from the Sea Lions after the timeout. We thought it was 19 that the Penguins had, but they changed the scoring here. So it's 18 all now with a huge serve.
Big serve here. Fisher serves it over. Right to Smith. Penguins had a kill attempt. It was blocked. They kept it alive, though, and got it over the net. Wiedmeyer with the dump. Diving is Loguidice to keep it alive. The swing by Steinwand's into the right corner. Levitt gets it over. Penguins have a shot at it. Paulson kill attempt handled by Veith. Back set for Levitt. Her kill attempt is wide. Point to the Penguins. Big point, 19-18. They go in front.
Yeah, they had to win that point. I know your voice is a little scratched because it was going back and forth on that rally. Penguins had to win it, scrambling, diving, hitting the deck, kept it alive, got the point.
Kwan to serve. Dives right in front of Fisher. She had to keep it alive. The set from McCraney hit the top of the net, and it fell right in front of Reggio Curley. Point to the Sea Lions, 19-19.
And this set has been back and forth since the get-go. Neither team controlling it for a while.
Served by McCraney, and it's a service ace because it was a dagger right at Reggio Curley. And when she tried to get the controlled bump, it went wide and out of bounds. Sea Lions take the lead, 20-19.
And McCraney in set number two went on that huge roll, huge run as a server. Let's see what she can do here. Nice serve on the first one.
Here's her serve. Reggio Curley this time with a nice controlled bump. It's going over to Paulson, tipped up in the air. Sea Lions still have it. They're setting up Veith left side, blocked, controlled by the Penguins. Nice dump from Smith, but Dwyer sniffed it out. Now she tries to go with the tip, blocked by Raines. Game tied at 20.
Raines there denies Dwyer of a quick kill attempt, sends it right back in her face. Things knotted up at 20, both teams in the red zone.
Hannah Smith will serve. Pilkerton checks in for Loguidice. Smith serves. Fisher bumps it up. The set for Dwyer. It's a little bit wide and out of bounds. Penguins are in front, 21-20.
Dwyer didn't want to go back to Raines in the middle, so that time she tried to angle it to the right side, and that's not her game. Point to the Penguins. Can they take advantage?
Penguins up one. Smith serve. Tough for Fisher to handle. It's bumped out of bounds and over the net somehow. It's a kill attempt from Pilkerton, and she's got it, 22-20. And I was astonished and caught off guard here that Fisher kept that ball from going out of bounds and over the net. 22-20, Smith serves. Fisher has it, set for McCraney, and she's got the kill in the back row, 22-21.
The Sea Lions needed an answer there. They got it. The Penguins with all the momentum. Home crowd starting to get elevated and get loud here as it is their first home game in the Pac West season.
Veith will serve when Bigler comes in for Wiedmeyer. Oh, and a little dump serve. Diving was Kwan to keep it alive, and then Paulson had to run over and get it over the net. The Penguins are scrambling, and a nice set to Dwyer. Nobody was in the area. Point to the Sea Lions, 22 all.
Yeah, they didn't have their block set up there because Paulson had to awkwardly run and hit that ball over to keep it alive and had to run all the way to the other side on the left side, try to get a block, but wasn't there in time. And it left open a wide open kill attempt for the Sea Lions.
So, Mike, 22-22. You got the favored Sea Lions in the Conlin Center right now on the ropes. You're fighting to stay alive and have this ball game not end. What's your mindset coming out of this timeout if you're the Penguins?
You got to get this point. This first point after the timeout is going to be crucial. You want to get service, and you want to have that one-point lead with just two more to go. So it's going to be whatever it takes here. Get that point, because what you have to do to win this match in total is win this set. You've got to make sure it goes to four sets, or else if you don't win this, you're going home with a loss.
And what do you see when an underdog gets a little life, gets a little fight going? They get that momentum. And when you let an underdog hang around, they start to believe they can win.
Yeah, that's the last thing the Sea Lions want right now is to drop this set, because then they know they're going to be in some trouble. The Penguins will have all the momentum, will have all the confidence, and they might be able to reel off three consecutive sets if they do happen to get this one. So we'll see what happens here. 22-22, you call the rest of the set here, partner.
Beat to serve. Penguins trying to stay alive here. Veith right in the middle of the court. She has that loft serve right to Paulson. It's set up for Steinwand. Into a beautiful cross-court kill and an unbelievable set from Smith. I couldn't believe she handled that off the serve.
What was also unbelievable was a nice grab to save the computer. Alex Swan makes a nice little leaning over catch. He was too busy watching the play and still made a catch. What a grab. What a kill. 23-22.
So Paulson will serve. They're up by one. Right to V, left corner. Setting up Levitt. Their go-to rejected by Reigns. 24-22. Penguins with set point. Paulson will serve. Trying to stay alive. Her service. It's a good one. Right corner to V. Set for Dwyer, and nobody was there because that was Paulson's position. She tried to run up to that opposite hitter location down on the left sideline, but the set was right to Dwyer, and a beautiful tip. Good strategic move by the Sea Lions, 24-23.
And that ball almost sailed too far out of bounds there. Just barely hit the line because it was wide open. You expected it to do it, but it barely hit the line, and the Sea Lions keep the set alive here.
Andrade will serve. Still set point for the Penguins. They tried to Steinwand on the right side. Back set for Paulson. She goes back row, eats up the Sea Lions, but kept alive by Dwyer. Set deep into the corner. Paulson handles it. Now she just got to get it over. Sea Lions have it. Left side set for Levitt. Tipped by Pilkerton. Penguins have it. Going across to Steinwand. Off of the Sea Lions and out of bounds. Penguins win the set. And that keeps them alive tonight, 25-23, in a dramatic fashion, battling back and forth, Mike. Penguins able to come alive after the timeout, tied at 22, and take this set three and force a set four.
And we'll be back at radio.dominican.edu with this fourth set call. Welcome back at radio.dominican.edu. This is the home PacWest opener for the Lady Penguins. Right now they are 2-8 overall, 0-2 in PacWest play. They're going against Point Loma Nazarene University. The Sea Lions, who are 5-5 and 2-0 overall in PacWest. So this is a very competitive game. They took set number 3 in a must-win fashion. They won 25-23 after dropping the first set 25-18 and the second 25-13. And Swanee touched on it, back and forth, huge win for the Penguins. Now when you let an underdog hang around there and kind of sniff this, what the it feels like to win a set, now anything can happen. We saw how good the Penguins looked to close it out there after the timeout. Can they keep it rolling here and get set number 2 under their favor?
And that was such an emotional set. So you got to think the momentum right now is hanging with the Penguins and that they can build on that. And if this set gets tied up 2-2, look out, anything can happen, and you got home court advantage.
Amy Steinwan leading the team in kills right now with 9, and then Maddie Paulson has 7, chipping in some other kills is Smith with 3, Pilkerton with 4, and Reggio Curley with 2. On the other side for the Sea Lions of Point Loma, their leading killer is Alyssa Dwyer with 11 kills, and Delaney McCraney with 8. And what I expected more just from the stat sheet was Heather Levitt, she only has 7 kills. It seemed like she's had a lot more than that.
Well, you hit it right on the knob, Mike, when you said contain Levitt. They had shut her down. And really, the Penguins are doing a nice job because there's still opportunities for Levitt. Widmeyer's still setting Levitt up, whether it's the left or right side. But it's been the wall that Pilkerton, Reigns, Paulson have been able to put up.
This is set number 4 here. Penguins trail 2-1. Once again, a must-win set here to continue this match. Back to serve is going to be Reggio Curley. Alongside her for the Penguins is going to be Kwan, Logudice, Smith, Paulson, and Callen. Now attack from the left side is Levitt. Handled by Kwan. Paulson dumps it over. Handled by McCraney. Now Sea Lions trying to get it over. That looked like 4 hits, but they're going to call it 3. Logudice to Smith. Smith on 2 hits, knocks it over. Doesn't want to go with the kill. She does it herself. 1-0 Penguins.
Well, she saw McCraney way back towards that middle sideline. And when you have that space in between the middle blockers and the back row, go with that tip, and that was beautiful.
Reggio Curley serves, and a nice kill attempt there from the Sea Lions, and it falls. That's Savannah Wedemeyer. She did the same thing Smith did on the first point. She knocks it over on just the second hit and caught the Penguins off guard. Score knotted up at 1.
Well, both setters are so crafty, and Wiedmeyer just gave the Penguins a little taste of their own medicine.
Alyssa Dwyer back to serve. Logudice handles it. Callen on the right side. Awkward hit, but she still gets it over. Causes a diving dig attempt for the Sea Lions. Now Kwan, back row. Callen. Callen in the middle. Handled by McCraney. Nice set from the Sea Lions. Penguins sniff it out. Attempt from Paulson. Left wing. Just a little long. Point Sea Lions.
Oh, and that was there for the taking and Maddie Paulson because the setter Fisher got caught over on Paulson's side, and so it was an easy kill attempt, just long.
Smith with the set for the Penguins. They go cross court to Paulson. Paulson tries to dive it in there, but she can't. Once again, they hit it over on 2 hits, so the Penguins have it. Back row attempt, Reggio Curley. Not her best hit, so the Sea Lions have it. In the middle, nice kill from Dwyer, but snuffed out for the Penguins. Now, set again, Sea Lions, left wing, Levitt. Tries to go cross court, can't find the sideline. Point Penguins, 2 apiece.
Oh, man, and that was a good idea from Levitt as nobody was there, and it was a beautiful placed kill attempt just wide. And you could start to see Levitt getting a little uneasy.
Don't hear that too often. Kwan back to serve. Sea Lions have it. Bump set pass. Levitt, she gets a nice kill in the face of Reggio Curley, 3-2. She answered your rattled call there with a nice kill there from the left side.
She told me to take my comment and shove it you know where because Levitt came with some steam on that swing.
Back to serve the 5'7 junior Savannah Wedemeyer. Nice service handled though by the Penguins. Nice bump set kill from Samantha Reigns. Perfect offensive play for the Penguins. They got the nice dig. Beautiful set there to set up Samantha Reigns and a nice kill. 3-3, Penguins tied.
Well, you see it from Wiedmeyer. She's always just having that nice loft set to Dwyer. Penguins do it to Reigns.
Smith with a service ace for the Penguins. And the score now 4-3. Penguins up one here in set number four. Penguins trail in sets 2-1, but they did win the last one to force this fourth set, 25-23. Right now up 4-3. Smith once again back to serve. Handled by the libero. Levitt from the right side. No one's there. And the kill is good. 4-4. Levitt this time, we haven't seen her too much on the right, but they kind of snuck her there. There was no one to block, and that's just as easy as it gets for Levitt. She knocked it down. Now she's back to serve. Reggio Curley handled. Set by Smith a little long, so Paulson just has to knock it over with her fist. Set to the middle. Dwyer handled by Smith. Now Pilkerton left arm attack on the right side. Sea Lions have it. Back row attack. Levitt. Reggio Curley couldn't handle it as the pass was a little long. Went under the net. Point to the Sea Lions 5-4.
And I think Reggio Curley thought she was going to be able to pass that because Levitt didn't hit it as hard as she normally does, and it kind of just came off of Reggio Curley's hands awkwardly.
Levitt serve. Paulson with a nice pass. Smith the set. Smith back to Paulson, but blocked by the double block from Veith and Mandon. Don't know who got a hand on it, but one of them did. 6-4 Sea Lions.
It looked like Mandon, the 6'2 freshman. She's got long arms just like Reigns does in the middle.
Back to serve once again is Levitt. Kwan, nice pass. Left side, Pilkerton. Pilkerton tries to go cross court. Didn't quite hit it right. It goes long. And 7-4. Penguins need to stop the rally here. As we saw when the Sea Lions get a lead, they know how to finish it off. Penguins need to keep it close. 7-4 in set number four. Levitt serves. Kwan, back row, nice pass. Smith, back set to Reigns. Reigns knocks it down. The senior with the answer, 7-5.
Once you saw Smith settle under that to put that beautiful loft back set to Reigns, it was game over, because once Reigns gets that running start, she's punching it straight down.
They needed it. They got it. 7-5, back to serve is Paulson. She has a killer serve. This one to the back row, handled by the Sea Lions. Now a right side attack, blocked by Steinwan. And the much smaller Steinwan went up with the 6'2 Mandon, blocked it. Point to the Penguins.
Oh, man. Steinwan at 5'8 with the rejection on Mandon.
Back to serve, Paulson. This one a little too long, and the service goes back to the Sea Lions, 8-6. And we talked about in set number two, you can't make service errors against a team of the Sea Lions' stature. And they didn't have too many service errors or even hitting errors in set number three. That's why they were able to pull it out. This time, not what they wanted to see. And a nice service ace on the other side from the Sea Lions as Kwan awkwardly passed it. Pilkerton couldn't chase it down. 9-6, Sea Lions lead back up to 3.
That's just a reception error. That was right to Kwan. She didn't even have to move and just bumped it awkwardly out of bounds.
This time she does handle it. Nice pass. They go to Pilkerton. Pilkerton tries to dink it over. Handled by the Sea Lions. Their attempt, that's going to be Veith. Veith on the kill from the left side. Knocks it down. Lead up to 4, the biggest of the set to this point.
And Veith and Levitt both going with the cross court kills. They're starting to see an empty spot over on that left side once they're getting the set.
Fisher for her third consecutive serve. Sari Kwan cannot handle it. Knocks it over to the Sea Lions. Sea Lions right there to knock it right back in the face of the Penguins. 11-6. Coach Stammer has to take a timeout as he sees this set kind of slipping away. We'll be back at radio.dominican.edu for the continuation of set number four here in the Collins Center.
Planted in the cold ash yard. 97 families who lost 97 farms. I think about my grandpa, my neighbors, and my name. It's not to feel like dying. We'll be right back.
here at radio.dominican.edu in set number four. Penguins trail 11-6. They need to win this set to force a decisive fifth set here in the Collins Center. Fisher once again back to serve. Paulson this time handled. Steinwan with the kill attempt blocked, but Samantha Raines there to keep it alive. Steinwan once again, this time dug out by Veith. Into the middle, Dwyer, hit up. Pilkerton chases it down. Paulson just has to get it over, but gets it over with some force, surprisingly. Awkwardly handled. Sea Lions have it, back row attack. Levitt just dumps it over. Smith, Kwan. Kwan to Steinwan. Steinwan kill, handled by Fisher. Levitt with a lift in the back row. Penguins get a much needed point off the timeout. 11-7 trail here in set number four.
Way to stop the bleeding, and well done by Sari Kwan to find the back row where Levitt was just trying to scramble to get back into her position.
Coming in for the Penguins is Callen and Van Rijn. Van Rijn does the serving. Fisher with the dig. Right side attack, that is McCraney. McCraney knocks it down. The red shirt senior from Huntington Beach gets them the 12th point of this fourth set.
And we saw Levitt go cross court. We saw Veith do the same thing. And now McCraney from the opposite side goes onto the right side cross court. Nice hit.
McCraney on her serve though. You see what kind of danger she can be from the service line. This time she makes a huge service error, giving the point back to the Penguins. 12-8 here in set number four. Going back to serve is the newly entered Lo Guadice, the freshman. Throws it up, hits it over. Fisher in the back row to bump it. And a nice two-set hit there from Savannah Wedemeyer. So we've seen how good at that she is, and she does it once again. 13-8, Sea Lions lead.
So crafty. She's a junior. She was part of the championship team last year as that setter, and she's a good one.
Brianna Veith with the serve. Smith back set to Callen. Callen dumps it up softly, rolls off the net into Sea Lion territory. Sea Lions with a kill as Levitt. Paulson couldn't dive and save it in time. 14-8. Penguins need to make a stop here and start their own run to get back into this one. Back to serve for their second serve in a row is Brianna Veith. And they're going to call a rotation error on the Penguins. Steinwan had to be in front of one of the other Penguins. Don't know what the exact ruling is there, but they're going to give the point to the Sea Lions, 15-8.
Looks like she had to be up in front of that 10-foot center line.
Another error from the Penguins that has been unforced. Lo Guadice handles the serve, but a bad set there from Smith. Went a little too far, hit the net. Penguins couldn't recover. 16-8 now, Sea Lions lead.
And in that previous set, all those sets from Hannah Smith were so crisp, and now a couple of them are gotten away from her, and she's led the outside hitters a little too far.
You can't make mistakes against a good team like the Sea Lions. We'll see how they react. Steinwan with a huge kill from the left wing. Best attack from the Penguin player today. Steinwan got it active. Nice attack from the left side. Got the crowd fired up. That's what they need, 16-9.
Oh, man, and she skied for that one in a beautiful set by Hannah Smith. That's more like the senior.
That's what we expect there from the Penguins, 16-9. Back to serve, Reggio Curley. Nice set from Fisher. Back set to Alyssa Dwyer. Dwyer knocks it down, 17-9. Point Loma with the lead. Point Loma looking for their third straight conference win to open up the PacWest slate. Penguins trying to stop that two-game conference losing streak that they have. Kwan gets it over to Lo Guadice. She just dumps it over because she's not going to kill it from the angle she was at. Kwan, nice chase down, and she hits the deck. Lo Guadice to Reggio Curley. They need the kill. They got the kill. Reggio Curley back row. The freshman answers.
And Dwyer, the middle blocker, was all the way back. And Reggio Curley had some power behind that. Dwyer couldn't get to it. And the Penguins with a big point there to get service possession.
Can they make a run? 17-10, Kwan with the serve. Now left side, Levitt, they need to stop. They don't get it. Huge back row attack. It hits the line. Just the luck of the Penguins there. 18-10, trail by eight here in set number four.
Just a picture-perfect kill from Levitt. And she's going cross-court every time now. So if you're the defense, you got to adjust. And when it's going Levitt's way, you got to rotate.
Wedemeyer, nice serve. Penguins actually get a nice pass off of it. Reigns on the back set. Her kill just missed out on the right sideline. 19-10. Sea Lions just 1 point away from the red zone. Now is the time. Penguins need to get on a 5-6 point rally here to get this thing back to close. Nice pancake dig by Reggio Curley off the serve. Paulson with the kill attempt left wing and an attack air there as it goes way deep. 20-10. Coach Stammer calls the timeout here as she senses things getting away. And we'll be back at radio.dominican.edu with the conclusion of set number 4 here in the Collins Center. Say that's all right. Hold tight. Well, I don't even know if I'm doing this right. Well, all right. Hold tight. We could stay out all day. We could run around all night. Well, all night. All night. Well, it's time to go home. And I ain't even done with the play has resumed here, 20-10 in set number 4. Nice service from the Sea Lions, but Reggio Curley once again there to get it. But a bad attack there from the left side. Paulson hit it straight into the net, even though no one was blocking. 21-10, Sea Lions looking to close it out. Just need 4 more points. And we've seen what kind of service Wedemeyer has. She does it once again. Handled by Lo Guidice. Nice pass. Sets up Paulson. This time Paulson knocks it down. The team leader in kills. That's what you expect from the sophomore on the left side. Huge attack. Big point, 21-11.
And she went cross court. All outside hitters seem to be going cross court kills right now. And what a dig that was from Lo Guidice.
Smith serves. They need to make a little run here for the Penguins to have a chance. And that's going to be a start as we have a net violation on the Sea Lions. 21-12, 2 points in a row for the Penguins.
And Levitt came flying in from their outside hitter position and touched the top of that net.
Let's see what they can do. Smith once again serve. Levis has the pass. Cross court set over to McKierney. Handled by the Penguins. Reggio Curley, nice back row attempt. They get it once again as the pass was long. Pilkerton, left-handed hit. McKierney's there to keep it with the Sea Lions. Levitt hits into the block. Sea Lions still have it. McKierney, right side. She goes cross court. Can't find the sideline. Point Penguins, 21-13. Here they come. Still a long way to go, but they've reeled off 3 consecutive points. Back to serve again is Smith. Handled by Levitt. They do a nice quick attempt, pancake dig. Not there in time as the ball hits the ground before Smith could get there. 22-13. Sea Lions once again with trickery to get a point.
Unbelievable play by Wiedmeyer because Levitt handled that serve, and it was right to Wiedmeyer, and she came flying up to the net acting as she was going to get the set back from Wiedmeyer and just kill it. But Wiedmeyer, with the tricky play, just dumped it over as all the Penguins started to retreat back because they thought the swing was coming from Levitt.
That's what I thought too, and Wedemeyer once again sensed that. She's one step ahead of the Penguins there, got him a huge point, 22-13 here in set 4. But a service error from Levitt, that's the second one we've seen from her in this match, gives the point right back to the Penguins, 22-14. Can they take advantage? Back to serve is Paulson, the sophomore. Team leader in kills. She goes for the serve to Levitt. Levitt with a nice pass. McKierney with a kill right into the face of Smith. Smith couldn't handle it. And a point to the Sea Lions, just 2 away from closing out this match.
That was a beautiful set right to McCraney as she went back left as Smith was trying to get into position and just too much power from McCraney.
Fisher to serve to Kwan. Kwan to Smith, Smith to Paulson, Paulson to Fisher now. Sea Lions have it. Levitt, back row attack. Quan's there. Smith, nice set to Steinwan. Steinwan into the block, tip, kept alive. Sea Lions have it, back set to, that's going to be Dwyer. Penguins now have it. Pilkerton attempt, once again blocks. Sea Lions have it. Right side attack, McCraney. McCraney attack deep, Quan handled. Nice attack from Steinwan on the left side, going back and forth. Who's going to get the kill? Smith to Reigns. Reigns into the face, somehow kept alive by the Sea Lions. Quan chases it down. Over to Pilkerton. Pilkerton left attack, too soft. Sea Lions have it. Now that's Veith. Veith blocked. Sea Lions once again. Veith on her second time into the net, too soft. Point to the Penguins. That was back and forth action if I've ever seen it.
Oh, what a rally. And the Penguins were able to win it as that ball popped up and Veith was coming down on her jump and she just couldn't get enough strength to tip it over the net.
Coach Scott going to take a timeout here as the score is 23-15. Penguins making a little bit of a comeback here. Can they do the whole thing and even the sets up at two apiece? You'll find out at radio.dominican.edu. It's just another day. Watching girls on the street, well, it's all right with me. It's just another day.
In the morning, conversation all afternoon. Boba Doll and Big Jim Picado, baby, and me and you. But it's just another day, just another day. Watching girls on the street, well, that's all right with me. It's just another day.
And we are back here in set number four. Penguins trail 23-15. Going back to serve is Van Rijn. Sea Lions back set to McCraney. Van Rijn is there with a nice dive dig. Steinwan, left sided attack, no good. Sea Lions have it, kill McCraney. McCraney, kill, 24-15.
We know who stepped up for Levitt has been McCraney. She's been taking on the role of getting a lot of kills here in the third and fourth set.
And McCraney is the team leader in kills for this match, but Levitt is the team leader in kills for the season. So you can see the kind of depth and versatility they have. Coming back the other way, a huge kill from Pilkerton on the right side. That was Pallison to Smith. Smith back set to Pilkerton. Pilkerton kept things alive. It's 24-16, and they're going to need to go on a huge run here as it is match point, just 1 point away from the Sea Lion victory, trying to look for a 3-0 start in conference play. Can the Penguins make it a monumental run? Right side of the attack, and it's good from Dwyer. Dwyer with the end there, as that's match point, and the Sea Lions take this one 3-1. It was 25-18 in set one for them, 25-13 in set number two. They dropped set number three, 23-25, and came back to win set number four, 25-16. So that moves them to 6-5 overall, 3-0 in conference. And, of course, 3-0 is going to keep you atop the Pac West standings. And as for your Dominican University of California Penguins, they moved to 2-9 on the early season and 0-3 in Pac West with two games coming up this weekend. They do play tomorrow against California Baptist, another high-quality team who is undefeated in PacWest play. That's going to be at 7 o'clock. You can hear that here at radio.dominican.edu. And same goes for the game on Saturday against Azusa Pacific. Also, another 1-1 in conference, but another quality team. That's going to be on Saturday once again at 7 o'clock. So two more games this weekend. What do you think the Penguins need to do to bounce back in those two matches?
I think you go back to set number three and you try to take away what you did really well, and that was dominate the service possession. And they were in great position defensively on some of those cross-court attacks. And I think the play just started to slip a little bit in the fourth set. Penguins got worn down. McCraney stepped up with Levitt. And you got a huge test here. Point Loma is a great volleyball team. And so when you get Cal Baptist, you got to bring the same intensity and protect your home court. It's still early in the season. You got plenty of time to grow, and we're seeing that from the young Penguin squad. And I think they can come back and rebound and take some of the good, learn from the bad, and come out against Cal Baptist tomorrow night at 7 p.m. and have a good showing.
That will be Dominican against Cal Baptist tomorrow at 7 p.m. You can hear that here at radio.dominican.edu. For Mike Temple and Alex Swan, we'll be back tomorrow with Stu Horn on the call. Good night.